To love is to embrace risks, it is the quest of delving into one's deepest core. On the eve of the Assumption, Amy Boulis ascended to the stars after 50 years of unwavering dedication to Lebanese cinema and theater, which she skillfully propelled into the forefront of the local, Arab, and international stages, even during the most critical periods of the war. Who was this co-founder of ALDEC and ISAV, institutions that have cultivated Lebanon's greatest talents at times when venturing outside was a life-threatening risk? What was the extraordinary journey of the founder of Fondation Liban Cinema, and of the distinguished Maroun Nakake and Monnat Theatres, entities that have brilliantly contributed to the flourishing of Lebanese cultural life? Marie-Amy Boulis was born in Baalbek in 1933. Her father was a pharmacist who frequently traveled to Damascus, a city closer than Beirut for Baalbek inhabitants. She undertook her primary and secondary education in Damascus, returning to Baalbek during summers. It has been told that she observed divas, coming from around the world, either from her window or at the adjacent Palmyra Hotel, owned by her father's cousins. Among the illustrious guests she entertained were Pharaohs, Sabah, the Emperor of Prussia, and other renowned artists. Within the Franciscan convent, she helmed all theatrical endeavors. Amy Alouf was young when she married Boulis Boulis, distributor of the famed Grundig television brand in Lebanon. He unwaveringly supported her, honoring a marital vow never to delay her academic and professional aspirations. Indeed, he is a propelling force in her career, which facilitated the academic pursuits of numerous Lebanese students in the field of audiovisual arts. Despite raising five children, Amy pursued higher education as they grew up. At 40, she opted for a postgraduate degree in philosophy, aspiring to solidify her cultural foundation. Her son Samir recalls, "We both embarked on university life concurrently. It was delightful studying together." She has penned these recollections in unfinished memoirs which capture her childhood up to her university days. Lacking the vigor to write later in life, she narrated her biography to director Charbel Aadi, resulting in the 2022 documentary titled Le Petit Bonheur, The Little Happiness, named after her cherished song. Antoine, her son, recounts how she masterfully blended her love for cinema with her academic pursuits. The former dean of the Faculty of Literature and Human Sciences at St. Joseph University, USJ, Father Salim Abu, impressed by her fervor for audiovisual and stage studies, became a mentor and supporter. Under this partnership with USJ, Amy co-founded the Lebanese Association for Cultural Development, ALDEC. She pursued her vision ardently, and the association's inaugural meeting was held at her residence. The meeting was presided by Father Salim Abu, and she was the secretary general. Antoine elucidates, in the tumultuous 80s, she established the ALDEC and its cinema club, partnering with notable political and intellectual figures. Her son Samir adds that to foster culture during wartime, the ALDEC hosted film screenings, theatrical performances, and cultural, sociological, and political conferences. She reached out to acquaintances from her social life, inviting them to ALDEC's events, leveraging her vast social networks. Charbel Aadi, who crafted the poignant documentary on Amy, also expounds on their initiatives in theater and video workshops during these challenging times. One of her pivotal accomplishments was the revitalization of the Maroun Nakake Theater. This initiative subsequently inspired Amy to establish a specialized institute for theatrical and film training in French, considering the vast Francophone community. However, this ambition was met with skepticism from the then-rector of the St. Joseph University, Father Jean de Croix. Amy's resilient spirit and innate optimism won him over. The collaboration included esteemed figures like Michel Jabre and Jacques Debs. Amy's endeavors have nurtured several celebrated professionals, including Nadine Labaki, Aline Lahoud, Betty Toutle, and many others. Her vision also led to the transformation of an abandoned basement into the dazzling Monnat Theater. When asked about how she balanced professional commitments with motherhood, her sons resoundingly confirm her unwavering dedication to both. Antoine reflects, "While managing several institutions, she personally escorted me to my fencing lessons. The closely knit trio of brothers relished summers in their Bamdown property, where they indulged in theatrical renditions of Molière's plays. Every family member contributed, from set construction to costume creation. This theater initiative highlights Amy's voracious reading habits and keen psychological insight. In conclusion, Amy Bulis symbolized the convergence of indomitable passion, immense dedication, and boundless love. Her legacy has not only elevated Lebanese cinema and theater, it has also nurtured numerous individuals who now shine brightly in the field of arts. Under her tutelage, success was omnipresent, and each child uncovered their unique talents, thrilled to elicit the applause of the audience. The family's performance took place on August 15, which lends a profoundly symbolic significance to her departure, on the eve of the Feast of the Assumption. She had a multifaceted personality. Whenever there was a need for anything within the Institute for Theater, Audiovisual and Cinematic Studies, ISAV, a single name reverberated on everyone's lips, Mrs. Bulis. With an uncanny knack for selecting her team, she had an eye for identifying individuals who were gifted, trustworthy, and efficient. Because of her distinct charisma and her immense capacity to love and give, all doors swung open before her. She could never forget the day when Father Rector Jean de Cruet called her to offer his endorsements. All the risks she had taken culminated in triumphs that exceeded all expectations. She departed this life adorned with laurels and Franco-Lebanese distinctions. She was elevated to the rank of Officer of the Order of Academic Palms and the Order of Arts and Letters, and she was honored with the Lebanese State Medal of Merit in 2022.